On May 1st and 2nd, we're celebrating Public Media Giving Days, a chance for you to show your love for WQED, the home of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Every contribution made to WQED on May 1st and 2nd will be matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000, thanks to WQED's Board of Directors. Plus, we'll send you a one-of-a-kind Mr. Rogers vinyl sticker so you can proudly display your love for WQED anywhere you'd like. Go to wqed.org/pmgd to donate now.
The Kasia Ensemble to Kasia with Love. Three dedicated commissions, five living women composers. The Kasia Ensemble presents a concert of music written by five vibrant and living women composers. The music explores a range of human emotions and experiences, from anxiety to zen and mania to calm. There's a celebration of the heightened sensory pleasures of the summer as felt during the pandemic, and an homage to the ensemble's namesake, Kasia. Our musicians are Don Posey, violin, Ashley Freeburn, violin, C.U., viola, Katya Yanpoladyan is playing the cello, bassist Emily Tarantino, Rachel Stutzman-Cohen, clarinet, and Nuiko Wadden is the harpist. And with me this afternoon, we have Don Posey in CU talking about this fabulous, fabulous program. Ladies, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
So this, I feel like this came about because of the pandemic, because we were all behind closed doors and everything. Tell me a little bit about how you created this program.
Well, we had been wanting to do a piece that was written for our entire ensemble, all seven members. And we'd found one piece in a library that was impossible to read, and then decided we really wanted to all play together. So we wanted to start doing some commissioning. And so we kind of started the process in 2019, sort of thinking about it. And then we used a lot of our time away in 2020 and 2021 in moving the commission projects forward. So it started with Judith Shayton, who is actually the last piece on our program. And she started writing the piece for us during the pandemic. And we actually had video conferences with her to talk about the piece and put it together, which at the time created definitely some inspiration and some positive feelings when we were also isolated. And we did a video premiere of her piece in Pittsburgh last year. And that can actually be found on our website and our YouTube if anybody wants to check that out ahead of time. and then in the process of sort of fleshing things out, another composer named Osnette Netzer had actually reached out to us to co-commission with another group, and that sort of morphed and changed and just became for us. And obviously we had to include local composer Nancy Galbraith. And Nancy had actually started a collaboration with us and another ensemble in town right before the pandemic. And the idea was to have a movement that would be out of the five-movement piece that would feature just us. And then the rest of the piece would be collaboration with this another ensemble. You know, and things just kind of morphed again and turned into it. And we approached her and said, hey, can we salvage any of what you wrote for that group right before? I had a meeting, I think, 3 days before lockdown about this particular commission. So she said yes, and she reworked it, and that's what we're opening the program with.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's always so great to have a piece of Nancy's. She is so prolific, and her music is so vast in its explorations and the sounds she creates. When you guys, when did you originally come together as an ensemble?
Technically, I think we say it was in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And we started out kind of small. We started out as a trio, and then we started adding folks, and then really came into our full ensemble about a year later, I would say. So, yeah.
Tell me about your namesake, Kasia.
Kasia was a Byzantine she started out as a Byzantine princess, and I always tell the story that she was on Byzantine Bachelorette, and she was a candidate to marry the king, and she was a composer, and she was a poet, and also very devout religious beliefs. And the king was like, well, if you become my wife, you can't do any of these things anymore. And she said, well, never mind. No, thank you. And she started her own abbey and began publishing her own hymns and her own poetry. So she actually predates Hildegard von Bingen.
I didn't realize that, really.
Yeah, so she's technically the first documented female composer. And she also had a super feisty attitude. And if you look at up her poetry, it's interestingly feminist already.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has a lot of feminist undertones to it. And so we were inspired by the spirit of her poetry and her prolific attitude.
I think you should find a composer to take her poetry and put it to words and music and combine.
Well, actually, that's kind of what we did.
Good.
With Judith Chaitin's piece.
Really?
And hers was the first piece we really commissioned for ourselves. And she looked up the hymns and the chants and the poetry. And so a lot of the rhythms that we use and some of the harmonies, she's woven those into the piece.
Mm-hmm. Where is Judith Chaitin located? Is she in New York, or do you know?
Do you remember? Hold, please.
That's fine.
I should know this. We can edit this out, right? Where is she based?
I thought Virginia.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'll be here on Saturday.
Oh, great.
Okay. Nancy and Judith will be at the concert.
At the concert.
Mm-hmm. She is the professor at the University of Virginia.
Oh, University of Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, great. And she does composing. She teaches composing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So, ladies, how did you all get together? You started out as a trio, but now it is quite an eclectic group of instruments. Mm-hmm. Plus, on this particular program, three of the pieces have all of these unusual instruments put together.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you all decide to get together?
We just really loved playing together, honestly.
We met each other through gigs and things here and there and really loved playing with each other. They started with a different violist, Laura, and then she moved away with her husband. But I've played in different gigs with each of them. And then they came to me and was like, oh, do you want to do this concert together? I didn't know that was going to be a trial. So so I played that concert with them.
Psych.
And then after the concert, I guess they liked me. So they were like, oh, we have this together and would you like to join us? And I love playing each of them. So I said yes, and that's how I joined.
So, see, were you studying here in Pittsburgh, or how did you come to Pittsburgh yourself?
I came to Pittsburgh to study at CMU for mm-hmm. a master's degree.
Right. And you decided to stay?
Yeah. I like it here.
Do you like it here?
I like it here.
You know, there. I feel like there's a lot of opportunity for musicians, even if you're not in the symphony or involved with that, but there's just a lot going on, and there's a lot being created, like you guys and the Kasia Ensemble. The fact that you are creating music, you are having pieces written for you and your ensemble, and that's great.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, is there a particular piece, C, that you really enjoy playing in this concert that will be taking place?
I can only pick one. I love all of them. I think that's the special part about this concert, just like the character of each piece is very different. I play all the pieces in this program, and so I really enjoy playing any of them.
Mm-hmm.
They are very different. There are some pieces are more challenging than others. And then some pieces are very easy to put together, but it sounds awesome. Like the piece by Brianna Ware. The name of it, it's called the Anticipation and Recollecting. And the first movement is a musical representation of recollecting, of remembering time past. And anticipation, the second movement, is more representative to of looking forward to something, more so in like a in anxious fashion. So first movement is quite slow and calming, and second movement is like in a fast pace and more anxious. And she said herself, "I was thinking more about performance anxiety and the feeling I had prior to performing in front of an audience."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's like she is a composer, also pianist. Oh, so yes. It's actually mm-hmm. very amazing that she wrote a trio for harp, clarinet, and viola.
I was going to say, there's no piano in right, any of these pieces at
no,
all.
No, there is no, but the piece is amazing. Like, mm-hmm. all the parts are very easy, and ensemble is easy, but it sounds really, first movement's very pretty, and second movement's like, you feel the anxious of it.
Don't you feel that because of the pandemic, I mean, music has been pushed, the boundaries have been pushed because we need to still somehow get out there and perform, whether it's through video or audio or just getting out there. But now we're settling back into the results of all of this. And so there's a little bit of anxiety and what we've been through, and yet now what we can look forward to.
Yeah. And I think the pieces on this program really represent all of those feelings. Like, we start with Nancy's piece, and she says that she wanted to create, she wrote it during summer of 2020, it's the title of the piece, and she's like, I wanted to create something joyful instead of this dark and uncertain time that we were in. And the piece is just, it's got a Virginia reel, and it's like, it's got some
there's Nancy again.
Punchy rhythms. I know, it's pure Nancy. It's great. And then the second piece, the Netzer, she's inspired by Zen principles. Mm-hmm. And so there's, it's five movements and the five principles of Zen. So, and it's a contemporary piece. It's pretty modern, but I think that you can, if you can kind of take it as a whole as you're listening, you can feel a lot of that influence of Zen gardens and all of those concepts.
I'm curious, what do you know the five influences of Zen?
Let's see. Yes, we have them listed. It's actually, I should correct myself. The piece is called
Datsuzoku.
Thank you. And that's one of the seven aesthetic principles of Zen. And it represents freedom from habit or formula. And each one of the movements is either a representation of a garden or the relationship between human to garden.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. And the composer of that is?
Osnat Netzer.
Osnat Netzer. Mm-hmm. I see here that you have Missy Mazzoli. You know, yes. Everybody mm-hmm. is doing Missy Mazzoli these days. So what is her piece?
Her piece, the name of her piece is called Lies You Can Believe In. It's for a string trio. It was commissioned by a Milwaukee-based ensemble, Present Music. She wrote, the lies in the title are not untruths, and instead refer to the old-fashioned word for an improvised and an embellished story. Mm-hmm. And it's a trio for violin, viola, and cello. The whole thing is like the excitement, and it the sound effect is amazing. And she wrote it here, in this piece, I created my own lie and invented an embellished urban folk music. The strings tell an improvisatory tale, touching upon the violence, energy, mania, and rare moments of calm one finds in a city. This piece is inspired as much by modern gypsy music, punk, and electronica as it is by traditional Bulgarian and Romania folk music.
Oh, that sounds great.
It's rocking.
And she writes so well for the string instruments.
Yeah.
I mean, she just has a feel for that. It's really great.
Yeah.
I, is she a string player? Do we know?
I
know she's a composer.
I don't think so.
Okay. So
I don't quote me on that though.
No, well, that's cool. So we have Datsutsoku by Osnat Netzer, Judith Schotten, Nancy Galbraith, Brianna Ware, and Missy Mazzoli. And this performance is going to be taking place on Saturday, May 13th at 3 p.m., Shadyside Presbyterian Church. And these works commissioned by the Kasia Ensemble. It is free admission. There is a suggested donation of $25. And the Kasia Ensemble itself presenting a concert of music written by five vibrant and living women composers. I know that is sort of a way of creating music these days, but it's a completely female ensemble and all female composers. Mm-hmm. Kudos to you for doing that.
Thanks.
Anything else you'd like to mention about the concert?
We just really hope to see everybody there. It's a special moment for us because we haven't performed together since 2019, yeah. Right? So it's a really special reunion for all of us to be there.
And it is the Mother's Day weekend, and we are celebrating women. So it will be a great gift to take your mom, your daughter, your spouse, dog moms, whatever moms you are or daughter, bring them here. It's completely free. And come join us celebrating women this weekend.
Absolutely. The Kasia Ensemble to Kasia with Love, celebrating women, five living women composers and seven fabulous musicians. Dawn Posey, violin, Ashley Freeburn, violin, CU, viola, Katya Janpoladian, cello, and bassist Emily Tarantino, Nuiko Wadden playing harp, and clarinetist Rachel Stutzman-Cohen. Ladies, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.